An interrupted morning. At 7:40 on a Tuesday morning, in a rental apartment by Beijing's East Fourth Ring Road, 31-year-old product manager Lin Yuan was jolted awake by the third notification chime. He rubbed his eyes as the coffee machine hummed softly, the air filled with a faint burnt bitterness of over-roasted beans. The first thing I do every morning is not check my schedule, but write the same meeting into three different places, Lin said with a wry smile. His to-dos lived in notes, his schedule in a calendar, his client follow-ups in a spreadsheet. The three datasets were independent and none of them recognized the others. That morning he switched between app windows 17 times, and copying a quote the sales team sent into the internal system alone took 23 minutes. He later wrote in his log, "I am not working, I am a mover of data." This fragmentation is not unusual. According to a sample study of knowledge workers, the average office worker spends as much as 2.1 hours a day copying, pasting, and switching between applications. Lin decided to spend a month soldering that broken chain back together. What is an integration platform? The essence of API integration. An integration platform, simply put, is a middle layer that lets different software talk to each other. Its core is not another new tool, but connecting the tools you already use through interfaces so data flows on its own. True integration is making information appear automatically where you need it, instead of you moving it there every time, a senior automation consultant defined it. That sentence captures the essence of integration, reducing manual handling. The underlying mechanism is called an API, short for Application Programming Interface. Think of it as the pass window in a restaurant kitchen. You never enter the kitchen, you just hand a ticket at the counter and the kitchen hands back the finished dish. Before APIs, software exchanged data through manual CSV exports and re-imports, with alarmingly high error rates. An internal process audit showed that manually transcribed data had a field misplacement rate of about 9 per thousand rows. API integration drove that number close to zero. Why API integration beats copy-paste? Consider a contrast. The traditional approach, receive a form, open email, copy content, paste into a spreadsheet, manually create a task, notify a colleague. Six steps, all human, and any lapse breaks the chain. After connecting APIs, the same task becomes, form submitted, trigger automatically captures it, writes to spreadsheet, creates task, pushes message. Fully unattended, average time drops from 8 minutes to 11 seconds. We ran the numbers. Just entering leads alone saves the team 14 hours a week, Lin said, and the room went quiet for 3 seconds when he shared the figure in the retro. The gap in efficiency is not in how powerful the tools are, but in whether the chain is continuous. Copy-paste is essentially a breakpoint. API integration is essentially a continuous flow. Connect the breakpoints and time is released. Three modes of API integration. By trigger method, integrations fall into three types. The first is scheduled polling. The platform proactively asks the data source every few minutes anything new, suited to scenarios insensitive to real time, like nightly report rollups. The second is event trigger. The moment the data source changes, it pushes to downstream, such as syncing to inventory the instant a new order is created. Its latency is usually within 1 second, and it is the default choice for most automation. The third is two-way sync. Any change on either side reflects in real time on the other, commonly used for contacts and calendars that must stay consistent. Two-way sync is the most worry-free, but also the easiest to conflict and fight, an ops engineer said. Understanding these three types means you won't jump to complex architecture. The first rule of selection is to solve the immediate problem with the smallest pattern, not to over-engineer for scenarios you may never use in 3 years. Hidden costs of integration platforms, three accounts to settle before launch. Integration is not zero cost. The first account is the build account. Even with visual tools, designing and debugging the first chain still averages 3 to 6 hours, and this time must be counted into the payback period. The second account is the maintenance account. Interfaces change, tokens expire, vendors adjust quotas. An industry observation notes that mid-sized teams spend about 1.8 times the initial build investment on automation maintenance each year. The third account is the opportunity account. Pouring effort into a low-frequency chain may save less time than the cost of studying it. Do the high-frequency ones first. For low-frequency ones, wait until they actually hurt, an efficiency coach said. Settle these three accounts and you won't discover in month three that to save 10 minutes you spent 2 extra hours a week babysitting automation. Integration should target pain points, not fill idle time. Professional analysis, the return metrics of API integration and a deployable framework. To prove integration is worth doing, you cannot rely on feels easier. We introduce a measurable time release rate indicator. Time release rate equals pre-automation manual time minus post-automation manual time, divided by pre-automation manual time. For Lynn's lead entry scenario, it works out to 8 minute minus 0.18 minutes, divided by 8 minutes, approximately 97.7%, near the limit. At the framework level, we use a building block contrast to compare two approaches. The traditional pyramid model emphasizes a centralized master system governing everything. Its strength is unified standards. Its weakness is that one change moves the whole body. The iceberg model advocates an event bus at the core with each tool hanging on the bus equally. Its strength is local failure doesn't affect the whole. Its weakness is higher.